Hey everybody, been gone a while, making some lot of different life choices, finally getting stuff squared away with finances and family, so I'm feeling a bit better here, getting a little more time to podcast again, which is definitely helpful. Had a little mishap on Instagram too with all the stuff going down, had an account deleted, getting another one back up, so it's been a whole ordeal, but anyway, I figure I might as well talk about something that I've been asked for a while. My friend's mentor always asked me what was my opinion when it came to monogamy or poly in the BDSM world. Honestly, I know this sometimes may open up a can of worms. Personally, I think both can really work. And people don't realize how deep either one can go. Now, some of the arguments that me and my friends have had at times were that basically, let's say you got somebody together. They've been together for like 10 years, just him and her, all right? And they're used to each other for a while, emotionally, physically. They rely on one another for almost everything. And even though they may not, how can I say this, go together on everything or agree with everything, they do love each other. But there's some things, hobby-wise, that they don't relate with each other on. Because I guess that'd be a good scenario. Now, what I've seen some poly couples talk about is, well, first of all, they are okay with loving more than one person. That's, you know, hey, everybody's different, and that's okay. Some just okay with one partner, some okay with having more than one, so they can fall in love, relationship, or do whatever style suits them. But I know one of the arguments I've seen for this, one of them, I mean, not all, is that when one partner does not fit that cog in the machine, the other one does. Let's say one, you're an artsy person, the person you're with, you may not be artsy, but love something else about them. And, you know, that's a big thing about you, you know, something you love to do. Well, the other partner might be into art. So you can do poly, have one person here doing this side of yourself, and the other person fulfilling the other side. Now, that is just one version to that. Now, of course, for those who are probably wondering, well, what kind of poly you're talking about? Well, there's so many different types. There's one where there's a synucleus, of course, with a man or a woman. I've seen some poly groups where either be two women, one man, two men, one woman. Heck, might as well be just double couples. Even seen sometimes just big families or a pack. I don't know. Personally, I have seen a few where the guy would have maybe more than one sub, or girl would have more than one sub, or partner. And it can get a little bit, it can get a little bit tricky. I mean, personally for me, I have done poly before in the past, and that's one of my longest relationships in my life. And I have done monogamy as well. I would say both have their strengths and can work for anybody, as long as you put the time in. If you're not willing to put the time and care in, then no matter what you choose, it's going to go straight to just, well, it's going to crash and burn. I can tell you that right now. At least in my case, the stories I've seen where there was a friend of mine who was totally okay with me expressing not too much detail, but giving the gist. Seeing cases where you have a poly relationship and people are trying to make it work. Once again, what I always keep trying to tell people in BDSM, or even in relationships in general, communication is key. You don't communicate, things go to shit, and you're going to have a bad time. Well, in this case, the guy was trying to take care of things. Everything was kind of hunky-dory, paradise, yada, yada. As time gone on, though, one of the submissives wanted to spend more time with the dom. And started doing talking behind the other's back, trying to sneak more extra time in. Now, I have seen some where they try to have things scheduled, organized, where time set apart for each other on a day or just set upon a certain time period during the day. Keep it organized, keep it fair, so nobody feels like one's getting more than the other. And I'll tell you right now, the last thing you want in any kind of polydynamic is when one feels like they're getting more than the other. All hell breaks loose and nobody wins. But anyway, the girl was trying to definitely sneak more time. And because of that, the other one felt like they were getting gypped. And the other one felt like they were getting gypped. Fighting started to ensue, and you had all kind of drama. Am I saying every poly relationship goes this way? No, no, I'm not. Am I saying there are ways it can work? Yes. I have seen plenty that do just fine, work great. I mean, there's a lot of pros. I mean, think about it. You're living in one house. You got all these many incomes coming together, pooling together to support each other. That's an advantage. That's a lot of income there. Three or four, poly group, five, you know, hey, you know, that works. Now, of course, I can see people asking, well, maybe trying to make that illegal in every state. I don't know. They may try at this point. I've been seeing so much now in America, anything goes. I'm not surprised by anything anymore. But I will say monogamy, I'm not saying it's that, you know, easy, because like I said, it all takes work. But for a lot of those who are getting to be this, I'm just trying to go do monogamy, you know. Pretty simple. Care for that one person, boom. Ain't got to worry about an organization situation. As the bigger the poly group is, the more organization is needed, and more situation can get than not taken care of. I would say, though, I think I already mentioned the cons for monogamy. There's one person got to take on everything you're trying to look for, and then a lot of times they'll be able to do that. Pros, you ain't got much to worry about on having too many people because you just got focused on one. So there you go. I just wish it was not, I guess when it comes to mainstream, I will say before, poly was not looked upon in the best of light a few years ago. I'm glad it's starting to get more and more, I guess, a different viewpoint. Because we're all different here. And it's good for people to look at things and be more accepting of different styles. Because not everybody uses the same thing, not the same solution. If somebody can do that and keep it simple and organized and can agree upon it, that's great. I'd rather see that than people sneaking around and doing the sneaky link thing and yada yada. That deck is old. I mean, just be straight up how you feel about it and let the person know. And you got a lot less to worry about. As opposed to, well, you know the rest. I'm sure we've seen quite a few celebrities in those situations where things just got really dicey. Yeah, it got dicey. But I will say for those who are, if they are trying for poly, don't think it's, oh, you're about to get easy threesomes and all that. It's a lot of work. A lot of emotion, a lot of time spent. And if you don't take it seriously, you won't get people hurt. Just straight up. People will get jacked. They don't take it the right across the way. Mind you, this, I guess this topic is so big, but my friend wanted me to just kind of tell my opinion about both those dynamics, how I feel about them. I might end up doing more podcasts on this again. I don't know. I might think about it. But that's just my two cents. I will say this, though. If I think about poly in the BDSM community as opposed to in the vanilla community, I'm not saying vanillas can't really work for that. I've seen that. I will say in the BDSM side, it's definitely a little interesting on how our viewpoint is when making it all work. I guess, just my opinion, I've seen more organization on the kink side a lot of times and how deep it can go, especially when you got one doing the subspace aftercare. And seeing how important that is when you got more than one person doing it, how powerful the bonds are. I'm not saying vanilla poly can't work. I mean, I've seen some of those as opposed to the people just talking about, ooh, instant threesome. It ain't always about the threesomes. Besides, threesomes can go bad too. But anyway, I want to try to make this a crazy long one, just give my 2 cents. Getting things together, and thank everybody been patient and been supporting me for so long as trying to get stuff going on in my life. I'm trying to get back to a little bit of podcasting again and see what goes. Enjoying the journey. Anyway, till next time, everybody. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you have any kinky stories or confessions that you really want to have me read on this podcast, then you can just send it to my email at bdsmnoirlife@gmail.com. Or you can find it in pretty much my bio on Anchor or my Instagram. Anyway, if you also want to find more bonus stories or ASMR, y'all can check out my Patreon. I'll be constantly be putting more and more content of whatever comes in my life. But anyway, until next time.